Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Prison time for a woman who had THC in her system at the time of a Rock County crash that killed four people. A Rock County judge Tuesday sentenced Lexis Bodecker to 16 years in prison and 4 years extended supervision. Bodecker pleaded guilty in February to 4 counts of homicide by vehicle, use of a controlled substance. Madison police say a 6-year-old accidentally shot himself. The child is in serious condition from the Monday incident at Harmony Apartments. Police say the boy allegedly got hold of a holstered but unsecured handgun and shot himself in the head. Police arrested the boy's caregiver, who was also the gun owner. And the latest update from Cellcom says service is slowly returning to normal. The Green Bay-based regional carrier says voice and data service is performing well for most customers, though they're still working to stabilize the network following a cyber incident that began on May 14th and led to a widespread outage. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad-looking Thursday at all, with partly sunny skies, outside chance of a shower in the afternoon with highs near 70 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the lower 50s. A bit warmer on Friday with highs near 80. Here, too, an outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 51.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. We did just have a few sprinkles in downtown Baraboo outside the Weicker Great Day Building, corner of 3rd and Oak of the Max FM studios. It looks like that has stopped, but we definitely did have a few sprinkles. Chance a little bit more of those later, as your Brandon mentioned as well. Here is Tears for Fears, Head Over Heels on Max FM.
And gentle persuasion. connected to our community like no one else.
We are your hometown station.
99.7 Max FM.
Last night's bed. I don't know where I'm going. Only God knows where I've been. I'm a devil on the run, a six-gun lover, a candle in the wind. So you ask if I'll grow to be a wise man. Well, I ask if I'll grow old. You ask me if I've known love and what it's like to sing songs in the rain. Well, I've seen love come, I've seen it shut down, I've seen it die.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Nemley. 8:10 on Thursday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. That was Bon Jovi, Blaze of Glory. And, you know, it almost seems appropriate because someone thinks these should go down in a blaze of glory as well, Emily.
What? What should go down in a blaze of
glory? Well, you know, we're going to talk about something. The internet doesn't think steak nuggets should be a thing. And so, you know, they're thinking they should go down in a blaze of glory, apparently, because if you go to a lot of fast food establishments, you know that nuggets are having a moment. But that does not mean anything goes. Arby's recently started testing steak nuggets in select markets. And that some picked, you know, the people's interest has been piqued on this one, especially if they were going to be breaded like real chicken nuggets, only with steak in the middle, which would be kind of cool. But, Emily, guess
they're not,
what?
Yeah, they're not. They're more like, quote, steak bites, just cubes of meat. You can get them as nuggets in a bowl or in a sandwich. And they're not cheap. The 5-piece is $5, and the 9-piece goes for $9. So you're talking about $1 a nugget.
What?
For some, you know, indiscernible pieces of meat that don't even have, like, the crispy breading that some people like on there. I don't know about any of this. The TikTok reviews from influencers, are mixed, with the general consensus being they're different. As Dave would say, they're interesting. They're surprisingly edible, though, with barbecue or some other sauce. Of course, if you slather sauce on something, everything's good with barbecue sauce on it.
Right.
You can put barbecue sauce on, like,
everything.
I mean, whatever it is that you don't like, and it'll taste like barbecue sauce. But most people don't need to have them again. The internet doesn't seem to think that, quote, steak nuggets should be a thing. And then again, if Dave busted in the blaze of glory sound moment again from that song, I picture, and you know that I have lots of visual imagery that pops into my brain all the time that is out of nowhere, like literally a steak nugget, like flying through the air or falling through the air.
Right.
Some kind of like garbage pit down below.
Well, that's exactly it. So they have a guy in this video holding up, it's in a bucket, and there's steak bites. And I'm going to go with that. And so, you know, we're going to play a little clip of this. We're not going to play the whole thing because it's very long. But there's a little clip here of this guy reviewing the Arby's Prime Rib Steak Bite Nuggets is what they're calling them. And let's see what he says.
Hey, I am super excited that I went back to Arby's to try their steak nuggets to give them another chance here. The weird thing is they've changed their locations of where you can get them. I know, I'm assuming it's like a test market item from what I hear, because not all of you guys have them in your area. But the place I got them in Green Bay was on a Mason Street location. I went there today, they didn't have them, but now they have them at their Oneida location, which is interesting. So I suppose I can understand them changing it up. So maybe if you have an Arby's in your town and they don't got them currently, maybe they'll work their way over. Maybe they won't. But we will see. But as far as these go, they are a little pricey. Today, last time I had the mac and cheese, today I just went straight for the bites. I got a 9-piece bite.
All right, we're going to fast forward a little bit here. He's now eating them. And this guy was from Green Bay, it sounds like, just so we're all on the same page here. So he's eating them. He's trying to chew them. Yeah, and he's chewing them right now in his bucket. He got these at Arby's. You know, and so
again,
here we go.
Same scenario as the last time. They're kind of, it reminds me more of a beef jerky than it does a steak bite. The texture and everything, it has that beef jerky kind of like, well, the beef jerky texture. It's kind of like tough. It's not like dry and moist and tender. It's just kind of a little like on a tough side when you're chewing on it. So I'm kind of disappointed. I wish that these would be like normal steak bites, but again, how they process them and everything.
All right, so that was one guy in Green Bay that obviously decided to go on YouTube and post his video of trying his Arby's steak bites. Now, all right, others are saying, as he said, they look like mystery jerky. The nuggets are like the worst burnt ends you'll ever had in your life. I couldn't even get past the smell. So that was somebody else that said that. And what else did some of our reviewers have to say about Arby's steak nugget bites?
They need to go back to the drawing board with this one. Mm-hmm. Quote, even outside of fast food, I could not imagine a situation where a dish called, quote, steak nuggets would be a good thing. I did not say that, but that's kind of how I feel. I don't Okay, yeah, there's a picture of this dude holding them up, and it literally is like a bowl full of, yeah, like they said, the worst burnt ends you've ever seen in your life. I can't deal with that at all.
No.
Like steak needs to be, and I mean, everybody has their difference of opinions about how steak, they how they enjoy steak, and none of them are wrong, right? A lot of them has to do with how you grew up eating steak, if you grew up eating steak, how people cooked it, what the cut of the steak was, whether or not you like chewing the fat, literally and figuratively, if you like the T-bones, you know, there's so many different ways to enjoy that option, right? But for me, it has to be hot, right off the grill, medium, medium rare, and not chewy. So, like, all of the things about this sound really not very good for me.
Okay, so...
and not fast food. Fast food restaurant steak, unless it's like they're going to get fresh cuts, like meats. Mm. I'm not doing steak and fat. Nope.
Okay, so I'm going to ask our listeners, and if you've had the Arby's Steak Bite Nuggets, text us. We want to know if you've had these. If you've had them, how were they? What are your thoughts? 608-355-9970 or text them via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mullis. Tap on 997 Max FM. Tap text. Let us know your thoughts or use the voice memo if you've tried Arby's Steak Nugget Bites. Now, if we don't hear from anyone this morning, I may be willing to see if they have them. I will be honest with you, just looking at these and knowing that it's coming from a fast food establishment, I don't think they're going to be that good. I don't think I would do that normally. I would try them for the sake of the morning show, of course, but that would be the extent of it. If I'm getting steak nuggets or steak bites, I want to go to a sit-down restaurant and enjoy them. You know, that's what it ultimately yes. comes down to, because they're being prepared by professionals who work with this every day. This is yes. not a normal menu item for them either. You know, here's the other part I'm trying to figure out with this. They don't have grills in the Arby's restaurants. So how are they preparing Uh-oh. These?
That's, ooh, please don't tell me they're in the microwave. Oh, God.
Well, it could be that. I mean, it could be they maybe are deep frying them. Just saying. I mean, I would.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. So there's not a grill in Arby's. And so that's the other thing. If anyone knows how these are being prepared, text us and let us know. Otherwise, I'm going to go on and do a little bit of research mission and find out to see if I can figure that out. But after you and I both have worked in food service for many years, there's some red flags there, right, Emily?
Yeah, I would say red flags. And also, like, I'm not a big fast food eater. I've had Arby's before. Don't they kind of do, they don't usually have, like, anything steak, right? Isn't it like the,
roast beef sandwiches are the best ever.
Roast beef. Yeah, that's not steak. Like, so this is not even, like you said, it's not a regular menu item, but it's also not a regular, like, even piece of food item that they're used to even preparing in any way, not just in this way, right? For this menu item, they don't even deal with steak at all.
No!
Like Dave said, they can't, there's not a reasonable way to cook it that we can come up with. They're not used to handling steak. And these are not chefs, you know, no talking trash about people working in fast food, but you didn't go to culinary school, you're working in a fast food restaurant. That's great, it's a great job to have, but you're not, you know, taught to, anyways, we're going to get off our soapbox. We are not feeling any feelings towards Arby's, just so you know, our opinions do not have anything to do with Civic Media, the morning show, 99.7 Max FM, or anything. It's just Dave and Emily, you know, talking about steak nuggets on the morning show and feeling the feels about food, which, you know, that we might as well call this the morning show food show, because we talk about food a lot.
We do. Because that's how we roll.
So if anyone out there has had steak nuggets in any way, especially these new, you know, opportunities to eat them at Arby's out of a paper cup, please let us know how you feel about that.
Yeah, please.
And if you enjoyed them, let us know, because, like, we're not up here trying to tell people what to do. We're
trying to
feel out, you know, it's a stream of consciousness here, folks. Live radio, what are you going to do?
Well, we're curious about it. You know, when you see a story pop up like this, it's like, wait, they have these, and then are they good? You know, because sometimes there are these special things that come out, and they're just absolutely got to have them, best thing ever. I'm thinking that's not the case here, but I'm curious. So if you've had them, text us, let us know. And if we don't get any text, I may go on a mission to find out against my better judgment. But
yeah, because Dave will do anything for the morning show. He just said that. Yeah. So just everyone out there, Dave will do anything for the morning show.
Almost.
Just keep that in mind. I don't know. I mean, I feel like the whole quote within reason thing is just out the window. It's you.
It is me. I mean, yeah, I've done some crazy things before for anyone that's curious. So, yeah, definitely let us know if you've tried these. I'm very curious. 608-355-9970. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 840. And we're going to talk about calendar days. And one of these is very interesting, and I've never heard of it, and it involves your fridge. That's the only hint I have. You got to tune in at 8:40, and we'll see if Emily's done this before. So,
well, I don't know what it is yet, and so I will, inquiring Emily minds want to know, and the rest of us do too, so we'll look forward to that segment coming up in just a few minutes.
Yes, we will. The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Ezra Mundus, text us. Let us know if you tried the Arby's Steak Bite. 608-355-9970, or leave us a voice memo in the Civic Media app. Men at Work on Max FM.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under. Where we just flow and mention her. Can you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with Dave and Emily. It is Thursday, May 29th, 8:28 this morning. Beautiful day in downtown Baraboo, broadcasting live from the Weicker Great Day building. And, you know, looking outside, see a little bit of sun peeking out, so that's a little bit good. So happy to see that this morning. A little bit of activity going on in downtown Baraboo. I see a cat type of device moving down the street as well. So there, oh wow, skid steer as well. A lot of activity this morning. I bet they're working on some more of the sidewalks here in downtown Baraboo. So be aware, there are construction workers out there this morning doing some work this morning. So be a little careful as you're driving down Broadway this morning. We don't want anyone to have any issues with that this morning. So please be aware of that. Emily and I are curious if you have tried the Arby's Steak Bite Nuggets. If you have, text us. Let us know where you got them, how they were, and just what your thoughts were. 608-355-9970. Inquiring minds want to know. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at BaraboBank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become vacation you, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, vacation you burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist because vacation you doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
The Brewers are on a roll. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series on the road tomorrow night against the Phillies, the team with the best record in the National League. But Milwaukee's on a roll. They swept the Red Sox with a dramatic 6-5 win yesterday, thanks to Caleb Durbin driving in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th.
We're scrapping and we're battling, and you've seen it this whole series, but especially the last two games going into extra innings. Like, you could feel that we never thought we were going to lose.
Golf, the U.S. Women's Open underway in Wisconsin at Erin Hills. NFL, the Packers announced training camp begins July 23rd with family night Saturday, August 2nd. Quarterback Jordan Love asked, how much did that MCL sprain in his left knee affect him last season?
I mean, there might be some things here and there that might have been affected by the injury, but I'm never going to, you know, put anything on an injury. You know, I'm going out there, and if I'm healthy enough to go, you know, I'm going to try and give my best and be the best player I can be out there, and I'm always hold myself to a high standard.
That's Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad-looking Thursday at all, with partly sunny skies, outside chance of a shower in the afternoon with highs near 70 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the lower 50s. A bit warmer on Friday with highs near 80. Here, too, an outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 52.
It's all fun and games
till somebody tells on us.
Maximum Hits. 99.7 Max FM.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue Continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll.
Back on solid ground. If I go crazy, then will you still?
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. It is 8:40 on Thursday morning. As a reminder, you have 20 minutes left to take advantage of our flash sale over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. Half off a $20 certificate to the Mead King in Rock Springs. Till 9 a.m., that is just 10 bucks. Shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com with our flash sale this morning, Emily. All right, and we are going to
Yeah, that's exciting stuff. I mean, again, let's treat our... Can you hear me okay?
You're breaking up there, Emily, so we could hear you, and then we lost you.
Okay, all right. I'll be back.
You're back. All right, so we are going to celebrate our calendar days for Thursday, May 29th, and you know, I bet Emily's participating in this one. It's Put a Pillow on Your Fridge Day. You put a pillow on your fridge is meant to bring you prosperity and good fortune. So you put it on the fridge, not in the fridge, because that would be silly. Or wait, is the whole thing silly, Emily? Just saying. So if anyone puts...
Just saying. Can you hear me okay now, Dave?
I think we're having a little bit of technical difficulty there. So we'll go ahead and do calendar days and we'll just see what happens here. It's also Paperclip Day. Paperclip Day is celebrated to appreciate that item that helps hold our pieces of paper together, or maybe our lives together as well with those paper clips. I also use them for other things. So, Emily, are you celebrating Paperclip Day today?
I am trying to. Can you hear if I'm celebrating Paperclip Day?
Yes. Yep, I can
All
hear
right.
you.
I am celebrating Paperclip Day and Put a Pillow on Your Fridge Day, which, again, I don't understand any of that. But what I do understand is World Digestive Health Day. So it's about learning and educating people on the digestive diseases on World Digestive Health Day. So everything's about the gut, folks. There's actually all these new studies about how your people call it the other brain. So there's so many things that because of what you put in your belly actually make you feel, and they're connected to how you think. So do that research. It's very interesting stuff, and it will make you think twice about, you know, steak nuggets at Arby's.
Well,
just kidding.
Well, no one's texted in to let us know if they've had them, so I might have to take one for the team and try them, which I'm not sure I want to do yet. I mean, I got to say, you know, I just, we'll see. But you know something I will try? It is Oak Apple Day, so get those oak apples and oak leaves ready. I love apple season. Granted, that's not until fall. It's asparagus season right now, but, you know, apples are good for you. You know the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yes, absolutely. It is also, we're just going to keep on the food trend right now. It is National Coke Oven Day. So that is a dish that is led with chicken. It's got some wine in it. The name of the dish in French literally means rooster in wine. And it was made by French peasants back in the day. A chicken in every pot, said by Henry IV, erroneously credited to President Hoover. Okay, totally random facts that I don't know have anything to do with that. But essentially, it's a dish made of chicken, braised, garlicky, mushroomy, bacon, lard sauce with plenty of wine. Boy, that sounds good. It really looks good, too.
It
I've
does
had it before.
Look
it's great.
I've never had it before.
Great.
But it looks delicious. It's also National Snail Day. And we're not talking about how fast someone is moving or not moving. National Snail Day is celebrated to show our appreciation for snails and their many benefits, Emily.
Oh, I like that. I don't know what the benefits are for snails. We were talking about the benefits that maybe slugs bring to the world the other day for calendar days. And I just know that they like to hang out in your shoes when you're camping and you've left your shoes outside and it's wet.
Well,
but I'm sure they do other things. Snails, same. I think snails are especially cute because they like obviously have their homes on their backs and they look, they're just cute. I mean,
they are.
They've got their little antennae and they're just hanging out, scooting around. So yeah.
At a snail
it
base.
Is also National Alligator Day. I love myself some prehistoric animals that still hang out nowadays. Like, you see those things in person and you're like, whoa. I mean, it literally, you're like, I'm looking at a dinosaur, right?
Yeah, those, and they're huge. I mean, so most definitely. Now, it's National Biscuit Day and it says, get your taste buds ready for that. To me, that picture that they have on our list today looks like peanut butter cookies. Emily, what do you think when you see that picture? Peanut butter cookies?
Yeah, they have that like like mark on the top that like kind of reminds me of like a grill mark or whatever. I know it's not because it's not, they're not grilled, but it's got that press mark on top of that like crisscross. That's peanut butter cookies. So I don't know if the person taking these pictures just made a mistake there, but those do not look like biscuits. But hey, maybe biscuits was like back when all cookies were called biscuits.
Well,
right? Tea and biscuits. Isn't that a thing? Maybe it's a British thing. I don't
British know. British holiday that allows us to appreciate the biscuit and all its various types and flavors. Biscuits are flour-based products that are baked into a variety of shapes. They're typically made and sweetened with flavors such as sugar, chocolate, icing, jam, ginger, or cinnamon. Biscuits, like crackers, can be savory. So there
you
go.
Or you can put peanut butter in them and call them peanut butter cookies.
I'm going peanut butter
That's
cookies.
That's what I'd prefer.
Me too. And so, yeah, peanut butter cookies is what it looks like to me. Oh,
I think we're stuck on peanut butter cookies at this point because it's the end of the Middle Ages. That's not a good tie-in, but who cares? The end of the Middle Ages is a day to celebrate innovation, culture, and enlightenment. Thank goodness, because, boy, it was rough living in the Middle Ages. Nobody was nice to anyone.
No.
Everyone was have every day what could be your last, literally. Didn't matter who you were. I mean, you could be the queen, and the next day you got beheaded, and you don't know why. So
right.
Thank goodness we are not living in that time any longer.
No. It is also Ascension Day. This is a Christian holiday that doubles as a public holiday in many countries. So it's Ascension Day, and it's also Learn About Composting Day today. And they have a picture of some eggs, potato peels, lettuce, carrot peels, and they are composting. And it's doing our part to conserve our natural resources and to reduce our carbon footprint. So it's
Absolutely.
A great environmental fertilizer as well, and it can help save water, energy, fuel, and money. So yes, it's Learn About Composting Day today. So if you want to learn more about it, you can go on Google and Google composting, and it'll tell you all the steps that you need to know on how to compost, Emily.
That's fantastic. There's nothing better about trying to do that, because here's the deal, right? You've got like your fresh veggies and things that you're using. It's terrible to just throw those into a landfill. That's not going to do anyone any good. So if you compost it, you make new dirt, and then either you put that back in your yard, use it for more gardening, or it just is a better way to, you know, process those leftovers, shall I say, back into the earth. So composting is a great idea. It's inspiring me right now. I used to do it a lot when we had the like right stuff for it, like if you have the right kind of bin or the right space or a thing outside or whatever. And then we moved, and I kind of never got into it. So I'm going to try to look back into that and see what kind of options we've got out there, because it is composting day. Learn about composting. Figure out how to apply it to your life if you can, because it does help the environment and it does help everything, because it's not continuing to fill up the landfill.
Right, exactly. So there you go. So learn about composting day while you enjoy your National Biscuit Day. Well, I'm going with peanut butter cookies, just saying, because and can you tell I'm now hooked on peanut butter cookies this morning? You know right where my thought process is. Now, we do want to remind everyone of a couple of things this morning. First, flash sale at MaxFM, bigdeals.com. You got 11 minutes left to take advantage of half off that $20 certificate to the Mead King in Rock Springs. Just 10 bucks, no code required. Get those orders in now, because at 9 o'clock, that offer goes away. Also, if you live in the city of Baraboo and today's your normal pickup day for garbage, you'll pick it up on Friday. And if Friday's your pickup day, they'll pick it up on Saturday. So make sure you put your carts out Friday night for your pickup Saturday morning. I'm trying to remind myself of that because I'm already messed up on that because I thought I'd get the carts out tonight. And then also, Baraboo High School graduation. Tomorrow night at the Baraboo High School, now there's a change from last year. It's going to be earlier. 7 p.m. at the Baraboo High School. So it used to be at 8 o'clock at night. It's now 7 p.m. Also, the plan is to hold that outdoors, provided the weather forecast allows for that. They will make a decision today if graduation is outdoors or indoors. As soon as we have that information, we will pass that along to all of our listeners. Baraboo will obviously pass that along as well. We will stream that live on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page tomorrow night, beginning right around 7 o'clock, Emily.
Yeah, that'll be great. I mean, what a special thing to be able to have that be streamed and people be, you know, the folks that are at home that can't go in person to the event to see such a special monumentous occasion for their kid or grandkid or, you know, or whatnot. It's so nice to be able to have that option. So it just really shows, you know, the togetherness of the Baraboo community and all the listening areas for that matter, just how people are putting in the extra effort to make sure that everybody gets to be involved with all the things. I really appreciate that. And I do like that it's also being, you know, the weather's being monitored. Of course, people would love to have it outside. But if not, that they will be notified, you know, in real time about the changes. So that's fantastic. And congrats to all you graduates, man. What a feat.
Yes. What an accomplishment. Congratulations to all the graduates in the area. We know a lot of hard work went into that, and we know that you're moving on to your next step in life as well. So,
hey, I'd like to throw something in there, actually, thinking of that. If you've got a graduate that you want us to shout out to tomorrow, text us in. So on top of birthdays and anniversaries, throw us your graduates. We would love to hear some names that we could shout out there to say congratulations tomorrow. Or congratulation, which is a nice amalgamation of two words, which I love, congratulation. So yeah, throw us those and we'd love to give them shout outs tomorrow.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, we want to celebrate our graduates tomorrow. So definitely do that, 608-355-9970. Emily, you're going to be back with us tomorrow morning to celebrate everything Friday at 7:10.
Fantastic. Well, everybody knows Thursday is my favorite day, so have a really great one for yourselves and for all your loved ones, and lead with the best foot forward and choose kindness. Everybody, have a great day.
Have a great day. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
The state budget is a statement of our values, and Wisconsinites are people who value their neighbors. Wisconsin has not yet accepted Medicaid expansion, which is called Badger Care. Accepting the expansion would allow 90,000 more of our neighbors to access affordable health care. The governor is asking for Badger Care expansion in this budget. Not accepting it has meant that $2 billion of our federal taxes are not being returned to the state. It makes no sense. Contact the chair, Senator Markline, and the vice chair, Representative Tony Kurtz of the Joint Finance Committee, and tell them they need to include Badger Care expansion in the state budget. The health of our neighbors should not be sacrificed because some of our representatives have their values in the wrong place. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we are Wisconsin nice and we expect them to uphold our values. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
When unexpected illnesses, minor injuries, or health concerns arise, there's no need to wait to find relief. Reedsburg Area Medical Center's walk-in care is here for you. No appointment needed. Walk-in care is open weekends from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and holidays from 9 to 5. Located inside RAMC's Physicians Group, walk-in care is here to help you feel better, faster. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Craig here from the Baraboo Fresh Market, and we're serving up full flavor and full value. Get certified Angus beef boneless eye of the round steaks, just $4.99 a pound, and petite sirloin steaks at $5.49 a pound. Hungry now? Grab some Kretschmar ham off the bone at $5.99 a pound and Bakery Fresh silver dollar rolls at only $1.99 a dozen. And don't forget dessert. Fresh baked strawberry rhubarb pies, 8-inch, $4.99 each. Baraboo Fresh Market, open 4 a.m. to midnight. Great meals start here.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW10 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW10, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
99.7 Max FM.
There goes my old girlfriend. There's another diamond ring. And all those late night promises, I guess they don't mean a thing. So baby, what's the story? Did you find another man?